This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. In Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 28, we read, "He, Simeon, took him, Jesus, up into his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel.'" In the coming weeks, many Americans will open up their credit card bills and stand in awe, not of the baby Jesus, but of the money that they spent, money that was spent to ensure blessings to family and friends and smiles to their children. And unfortunately, the smiles that they initially have now turned to frowns, and there is a sense of regret that overshadows this season. But if it's not financial stress, it's quite often stress within the family, or even the heartache of the absence of a loved one. There are many reasons for issues that may cause regret during this season, but we have to hold on to the hope that Simeon in our opening text had, a hope that he received with glad acceptance. What is happening in that text from Luke 2? Well, Mary and Joseph now bring the baby Jesus to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to redeem him, to present him before the Lord. Mary has gone through the offering and the purification for having given birth to her first son, and which would have been two turtle doves or two pigeons, but now they have to present Jesus to a priest in order to redeem him, because as the firstborn, he belongs to the Lord. Some scholars suspect that Simeon was actually a priest. A priest who wasn't caught up in the corruption of the day, but rather was caught up in the hope of the coming Redeemer. Now, all Mary and Joseph were expecting to happen was the priest to say, "Will you redeem this child, or will you entrust him to the temple?" At which point they would say, "We will redeem him," and give a small amount of money to the priest. The priest would then bless the child and hand him back to the parents. But that's not what happened. Simeon surprised them because he knew what Mary and Joseph knew about the baby Jesus, that he is the promised Messiah and the Savior of his people. Simeon was a man of advanced age, but he held on to a long-spoken hope into his heart from the Lord, a promise. And when he received that promise, he received peace. Each of us can experience that peace that Simeon experienced at that moment, because we have been given such a gift of the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus. We should not let the heartache of the season, the stress of the season, overshadow the truth that is caught up in Christ, that he is our hope, he is our joy, and he gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. The madness that seems to capture our society during this season should not overtake that hope that we have in him. We've been given a hope. We've been given a hope of eternity through this child, through the second person of the Godhead. What a hope that we have, and what a faith we should have as we trust him in every circumstance that we might face, the circumstances that may seem entirely overwhelming for us. The Lord has a plan, and we are pleasing to him because we have faith in him. And when we walk in that faith, we trust even in the most difficult circumstances. We demonstrate the love, the patience, the graciousness, the endurance, and the hope, and the faithfulness that is available through Christ that has been given to us. So we hold on to Jesus. And as this new year approaches, as so many people hope for a better year than they experienced this year, we give thanks to the Lord for the one who has embraced you and I, Christ. See, life is too short for regret, and in Christ, all of the things that we might regret are renewed to the glory of God. So friends, no matter what you experience during this season, hold on, just as Simeon did, to the hope of the promise in the person of Christ, and trust God in all the ways that he sets before you. I hope and pray that you are blessed during this season. Amen.